Welcome to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring for entrepreneurs who want to share their gifts with the world. Each episode is designed to be a mini coaching session, providing valuable nuggets that will empower you to share your message and make a bigger impact. My name is Rich Perry. I want to thank you for trusting me each and every week. I know you want to rock this year, so let's get started right now. Hey, welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor. I'm your host, Rich Perry, back from a long break. If this is your first time listening, then I'll let you know the reason I was on break was because I'm in an MBA program and it's pretty intense, winding down, planning on graduating in the next few months, and hopefully life will get back to normal or as normal as it could be. But enough about that. Let's talk about organic social media strategy, so you can position yourself as an industry expert. Building an online presence can be a long and difficult task, especially during those beginning stages. You know, the experts, they make it sound so simple. However, without the proper guidance, it can seem daunting. You quickly realize that there's a big learning curve, time is a factor, and budgeting might be tight, which means you're probably doing the work all by yourself. In these cases, it's best to focus on the essentials by developing a solid, organic social media strategy to build awareness around your business. So what is an organic social media strategy? Glad you asked. If you're new to social media terminology, then you might be thrown off by the term organic. In this context, it simply refers to the basic marketing activities done without putting ad dollars behind the effort. Posting on social media or reaching out to communicate with other people online would be examples of organic social media activity. However, if you create an ad online or sponsor a post, you know, to pay to increase its reach, then it's no longer considered organic activity. It would fall under the category of paid media marketing. Here today, we're going to share a few simple tips that will help you develop an organic social media strategy so you can establish your online presence and position yourself as that industry expert that people need to know. The first thing to know is that your social media activity should mirror real life. Treat your online activity with the same respect as real life interactions. This goes for the way you present yourself, communicate with others, and how you network and build relationships in a professional setting. Your social media profile should be a digital extension of the person you are in real life. Social media is full of self-proclaimed experts who claim to have that secret formula for instant success. This type of marketing may be tempting to new entrepreneurs who want to take shortcuts to achieve fame and success. However, there's no shortcut to success, and it takes effort to build a reputation. Instead of looking for that magic pill, you should focus on using tried and true formulas for getting people interested in what you have to offer. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People is a classic book that is still as relevant today as it was when it was first published in 1936. One of the first things that struck me while reading Carnegie's words many years ago was the themes are not that complex at all, and many of the guiding principles outlined in that seminal work were ideas we learned as children. In the spirit of Carnegie's simplistic approach to building influence, here are five coaching tips for developing an organic social media strategy so you can position yourself and your business in the right light. Number one, project the right image. Always use professional visuals for your marketing materials. This includes having a professional headshot for your profile photo, as well as high-quality artwork and pictures for your cover image and social media posts. Number two, level up your connection game. Remember, the first word in social media is social, so treat it as such. When you connect with someone new, take a moment to reach out and introduce yourself, just like you would in real life. It doesn't have to be a long conversation or a sales pitch. In fact, it shouldn't be either of these. A simple greeting and a brief introduction go a long way in helping you make that great first impression. Number three, build a relationship based on value. As noted before, don't try and sell your services or products upon initial connection. That's a surefire way to turn someone off. Instead, build the relationship in an organic and natural way. Tip number four, respect boundaries and privacy. people want to feel respected and safe. This goes for physical safety as well as mental and emotional well-being. Follow the golden rule and treat people the way that you want to be treated, whether in real life or across digital channels. Don't misuse or abuse social media connections and never add someone to your email list without their permission. And tip number 5, deliver a clear message. Avoid the temptation to be a jack of all trades. Pick your niche and stay in your lane. Don't be a health coach one day and a cryptocurrency expert the next. If you have multiple businesses, then create separate profiles and channels for each different brand identity. Keep your message clear and deliver it to the audience that is interested in that specific offering. Incorporating these basic tips will help you stand out as an industry expert in social media and in the real world. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, shoot me a message and I'll be happy to assist. If you want professional coaching to develop an organic social media strategy that will set your business up for success, then reach out to me. Let's schedule a call so I can learn more about your work and explore ways that I can add value to your business. Remember to join our 10-Minute Mentor podcast community on Facebook. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.